Maggie Greenwald has been working in the movie business a long time, first as an actress, dancer, and editor, then as a writer-director. But her first two films, Home Remedy and The Kill-Off, barely made their way into release. Now a lot of people are talking about her new Western, The Ballad of Little Joe. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see why.
Politically correct Westerns are nothing new, of course. Even the great John Ford tried to atone for his sins against the American Indian by making the film Cheyenne Autumn in 1964. And in 1990, the most politically correct Western of them all, Dances with Wolves, won a mantleful of Academy Awards. Maggie Greenwald's handsome, carefully made film, The Ballad of Little Joe, may not be about the oppression of the Indians, but it's PC in spades. It's about the oppression of women, and it's based on what the film calls a real life. Susie Amos plays Josephine Monahan, a well-bred Eastern girl who's kicked out of her rich family when she has an illegitimate child. Why she decides that her only alternative is to head to a godforsaken Western mining camp is never quite clear. What is clear is that a woman alone among the tumbleweeds is a target for rapists, white slavers, and all manner of ornery varmint. It's also not clear why the other women in the mining camp don't run into the same trouble, even the young and pretty one who waitresses at the local saloon, but no matter. Josephine decides the only solution is to become a guy named Little Joe. She cuts her hair off, outfits herself in men's clothes, and gashes a horrendous scar into the side of her face. Quite unnecessarily, one feels, since scar or no scar, she still looks like a pretty young debutante in cowboy togs. Nevertheless, her new disguise manages to fool all the other galoots in town, at least for a while. Every now and then, the townfolk do wonder why Little Joe doesn't take part in certain group activities, especially when the local prostitute comes to town. And pretty soon, Joe realizes that her life would be safer in isolation. So she buys a piece of land out in the middle of nowhere and builds a ranch on it. All goes well until she hires a crippled but good-looking Chinese servant. His name is Tin Man, and he's played by David Chung. And when he goes to work for her, pointedly cooking and cleaning while Joe does the so-called man's work, she can't help finding him attractive. Naturally, he figures out that his new master is really his mistress, and when he does, the two fall in love. Still, their affair and her real gender have to be kept secret. As Joe explains to Tin Man, folks in the mining camp don't much like being fooled.
What do you think would happen if they found out about me? Little Joe Monahan turns out to be a woman and she's lovers with an ailing Chinaman? They'd kill us.
Unquestionably. Brutally.
Why can't we just live as we are?
I want peace for the last years of my life. You found it living as a man. I found it living with you.
Corny? Messagey? You bet. And Maggie Greenwald isn't one to keep things subtle. She wants to make sure we get it, as the saying goes. In the Old West, women were treated as chattel, and they shouldn't have been, gall darn it. Everyone agree? Yup. Everyone agree even without seeing the movie? Yup. Any reason to see the movie? Nope.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.